And we're getting a thumbs up from Michael Remus in the other room. We have Chris Vivlamore of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the line, making Tim work this morning. Chris Vivlamore, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Chris, let's get this question out of the way first and foremost. Is there a so-called Balkan, and if so, where is he?
All I can tell you is that all my reporting shows that there is not a person in line or very close to buying all three entities like a radio personality here in Atlanta suggests. So, you know, whether he exists, whether he's considering maybe one thing, but far along in the process or even, you know, preliminary stages of the process, it's not at that point yet.
Chris, what are you hearing about? I mean, there's some bandying about the interest of possibly Tom Glavine wanting to put something together. Is there any truth to that? Or is that just kind of him throwing his two cents in, but really not having the financial backup?
It's kind of both. He certainly wants the team to stay. I spoke to him a week and a half ago or so. He would hate to see the Thrashers leave Atlanta if he can do anything. He hasn't gone as far as even committed he'd be one of the investors. But, you know, if he can get some folks together, if his name will help at all, he's certainly willing to do that. But you said, as a quote, quite honestly, I don't have the money to buy the Thrashers, so let's take that off the table. But he's certainly willing to do whatever he can to help them so that they stay. But that's as far as his involvement is.
Chris, if local ownership can't be found, is there anything precluding this team from packing up tomorrow and leaving?
Quite frankly, no. I mean, they're certainly beating the bushes. They're trying, you know, to find. They're working with some groups that are interested. But I think it's clear that they came out in February and they did again last week, you know, reiterating that there's a sense of urgency to find somebody. And that, if not, relocation is a serious possibility. And obviously Winnipeg would be one of those spots.
Is there anybody? I mean, Glavine wants to keep the team there, but he's not willing to put his own money up. You know, is there anybody that is even kicking the tires locally about keeping this team there?
Yeah, there are currently two groups. Neither are actually from Atlanta, but two groups that it's been narrowed down to that have expressed some kind of interest to buy the Thrashers and keep them in Atlanta. But they have not gone past the stages of, you know, talk. They haven't moved to the more serious nature. And, you know, to me, it's just kind of any investor here in Atlanta is waiting to see what happens in Phoenix, because that's what's going to determine the price of this franchise. Right. You can get, say, $175 million from a True North and move them to Winnipeg, that would be one thing. But if Phoenix happened to go, what that does to the price of the Thrashers would be to drop it dramatically. So if you're a local investor, hey, let me, you know, if I can get them for a much lower price because the leverage is gone, then I'm probably willing to do that. So, you know, again, all eyes here in Atlanta still remain on Phoenix.
Chris, you mentioned the two possible groups interested. Are they interested in buying just the Thrashers, or is that the entire sports team there?
No, correct. They're working out with two groups that are interested in just the Thrashers and keeping them there.
And so, I mean, in terms of the owner right now, I guess the Atlanta Spirit Group, are they just trying to sell off the Thrashers so they can peddle the Hawks and make it a little bit more of an attractive package to buy?
My impression is if they got rid of the Thrashers, I don't see them actually wanting to move, to sell the Hawks necessarily. That works. That's a playoff team for 5 years. I don't think it loses anywhere near the amount of money the Thrashers do. The owner here in Atlanta of the Atlanta Spirit part is the big basketball guy and is at every game. And, you know, he's certainly still interested in that. He says, I'll take a back seat if somebody else wants to come in and be the majority guy. So I'm not the guy writing $20 million checks for losses, but no, my reporting kind of shows that it's the Thrashers that they want to move, sell.
We're joined on the line by Chris Vivlamore of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Chris, sort of talking about the arena there in Atlanta, you know, and how it relates to the whole purchase of the Thrashers and everything. Why would anybody buy the Thrashers alone and not the arena and not the Hawks and have to pay, presumably pay rent for a franchise that has never turned anything remotely close to a profit.
Well, that's kind of, I think, kind of the linchpin here. But I think what they're offering is a pretty attractive lease rate that would make it feasible. If you got enough bodies in that building, you could make it work. You got to keep in mind that the Spirit own all three, the Hawks, the Arena, and the Thrashers. Mm-hmm. And because the bond of debt is what they really took on when they purchased all three of them, there's debt on the Arena. So all the money that the Thrashers make go to paying that debt. So why it looks like on the books that they're losing as much as they are. So if you're not now responsible for that and you get to keep a portion of that, then it does make it more attractive to you.
We've heard the sort of the pleas of desperation coming from the Atlanta Spirit Group as it relates to the Thrashers. If this doesn't get resolved this summer and then, you know, in the hockey offseason, is there a possibility this group will just walk away from the Thrashers portion, stop paying the bills, and just say we're done?
No, I don't get the sense that they're anywhere close to that, and I don't think the league thinks they're anywhere close to that. I mean, certainly they don't want to keep writing these checks, but I don't think it's to the desperation point that, look, we can't financially continue. We just walk away. I don't think it's that point. I don't know for certain, and I might be wrong, but my sense from talking to the owners and talking to people in the organization in the league is that, you know, they're not at that point.
Chris, just moving to Phoenix, it's pretty clear that the NHL is doing everything in their power to salvage this situation in Phoenix. Yet in Atlanta, the NHL doesn't really seem to care or put as much, you know, put as many resources into the team staying or going. What's the reaction in Atlanta to that from fans and specifically, in your case, the media?
I think job number one for the NHL is Phoenix, and they've got to get that settled. So I don't think it's necessarily looked upon Atlanta as the second or stepchild that they're not willing to deal with. I think first you've got to take care of that situation. Now let's turn your attention. If it's Atlanta, certainly there are other markets, Florida, Long Island, that are not in good straits either. You're trying to sell in St. Louis, and up there are other markets like that. So my feeling is, I think the feeling around here is it's only concentrating on Phoenix right now because that's job number one. Then we'll move to Atlanta.
Chris, have you spoken to any of the players at all in regards to what they've been hearing?
They're kind of, I have spoken to a few of them. I've received text messages from a bunch of them asking, you know, what's going on, what's the latest. You know, their theory is there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to play where they tell us to play, and they have no control of it. Certainly management or the ownership's not sharing with them what their immediate plans are. So, you know, at least up until the end of the season, that was kind of their modus operandi, that they were just, you know, they were going to get paid to play hockey no matter where it is, and that's what they're going to do. And, you know, they really can't control where that will be.
We're in the time of the offseason where season ticket renewals need to be firmed up and sponsorships need to be firmed up.
Draft
coming up. Have you heard anything, about sponsors that are potentially pulling out because of the uncertainty, or season ticket holders who are not, you know, signing the checks over for next year's season tickets? Are they on board for next year, or are they taking a wait and see approach?
It continues. They certainly, up until the end of the season, we're pushing season ticket renewals. The issue more in here in Atlanta, as far as their season ticket things, is you've got to be winners, you know, and when you have an organization that has lost, you know, and not made the playoffs for 10 out of 11 years, that's more the issue than, you know, whether they're going to be back or not. That's making me not, you know, not spend my money. So as far as I know, there have been no sponsors that have pulled out. The season ticket base is what it is. It's not a large one. But I have, you know, there's, you know, a segment that you say, hey, I'm going to wait and see, but not a large chunk that I'm aware of.
Chris, do they package the Hawks and Thrashers season tickets kind of like the Lakers do with the Kings and the Raptors do with the Leafs?
Not that I'm aware of. That you can get, you know, many different packages for each team, but there is no. That's a I think here that's kind of a, you know, two totally different markets.
Yeah.
the basketball group and the hockey group. So there may be some, but there's not a great deal of it.
It was on this program back in November where sort of Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley was on. He sort of got the ball rolling on the talk about Atlanta potentially being in some serious trouble. He mentioned that the arena is in a bad location. If this arena was in a more central location, could the Thrashers be a successful franchise?
I think they can be a successful franchise with the arena where it is. And again, it goes back to winning. And your attendance figures, yeah, they're struggling. But why are they struggling? Because you made the playoffs once in 11 years. In 5 years ago, I was here when they were in the playoffs, and they sold that building out during the regular season. They sold their two games out. There is a hockey market here. It's not huge. It's not, it's not some of these bigger northern cities, but it's here. There's enough transient people. There are enough Thrasher fans. They're just tired of losing. And look at attendance figures in places like Boston and Washington. When they weren't winning, they were near the bottom of the league, too.
Sure.
And that's where the Thrashers are now. They're perpetually there because of their on-ice product. But I may be a skeptic or looking at it from 1 year, but I saw it work once, and I don't see why it can't work again. I mean, the stadium is right in downtown. There is, mass transit right there. Perhaps most of your hockey base is probably in the suburbs, and maybe you could do a little better if they were out there. But I don't see the arena as a major, major issue.
Chris, we'll let you go on this last question. We've asked you this before, so we'll ask you again. Who owns this team next season, and where will they be playing?
Just talking to somebody else, it goes... with each day, my opinion of it changes. And now it looks like, hey, if Phoenix is going to get settled for this year and they're going to pay the $25 million to keep them there, then maybe this team does move. But I just, it's one of these things where it just kind of goes up and down each day when you look at where it goes. It is getting kind of late, to make this decision for this team to be playing in another city next year. But if you ask me right now, I guess I'm kind of leaning towards they may go just because of what's happening in Phoenix. But one of these owners step up and they may, make a more serious offer. Once that gets done, then maybe my opinion changes.
I lied. This will be the actual last question.
Oh.
If Phoenix gets done on Tuesday with the Glendale City Council meeting, and if they write the check for yet another year of losses or $25 million worth of losses, how quickly do you think Atlanta gets resolved? One way or the other?
I guess I don't know, only because I don't know the depth of the talks that have gone on between Winnipeg and Atlanta. And even the league, I suppose, has got to get involved in here somewhere. I would imagine it's got to go pretty quickly, like I said, just to get this, if they're going to move, they've got to do it soon, I think. And you're probably looking at some kind of conference realignment a little bit, aren't you, if you've
sure.
got now a team out there. So, I wish I knew something more. I think a lot of it depends on way behind the scenes how much talking there had been.
Chris Vivlamore of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, thanks very much for joining us on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show this morning.
It was my pleasure. I hope I helped.
Yeah, you definitely
Absolutely,
did.
Chris.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it, and all of Winnipeg appreciates it as well. That was Chris
Vivlamore.
Take care,
guys. Thanks,
care, Chris. Thanks very much. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about Chris's comments. We have Ben Kuzma of the Vancouver Province still to come. Your tweets, your emails, your phone calls, everything. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290.